My name is Tommy Perman, and I'm an artist from Edinburgh.
Tommy, what inspired you to focus on unique designs in Leith?
Well, I live in Leith, and I'm from that part of town originally. I've spent the majority of my life living in the kind of northeast of Edinburgh, and so I guess a lot of the views that I've chosen are very familiar to me. It's my muse. I can't think of anywhere else like it in Edinburgh, and often I feel like it compares well to parts of London or even perhaps Brooklyn and New York. You know, it's got a more cosmopolitan feel to it and a more kind of real city living feel to it than the rest of Edinburgh.
You mentioned this before, but you've used abstract colours, especially the use of red and black.
Years ago, before I had a touring exhibition, I was spending far too many late nights drawing it. I do a lot of drawing at the computer screen, and I think I wrecked my eyes, and I developed a medical condition called central serous retinopathy. So it manifests itself as this kind of discoloured blob in the centre of your vision, and it was really disturbing when I first developed it. And I've since, I think, grown out of it. It's one of these things that can't be treated and it just kind of goes away. One of the exercises that I tried to do to kind of strengthen my eyes during that time was this thing called a colour walk. Choose one colour and go out and take a walk and just see where you can spot that colour and try and encourage your eyes to dart around. In Leith, I started to notice all these red elements and, you know, signage, and seems a popular colour to paint sides of buildings, and obviously a lot of brickwork is red, and I saw it everywhere, and so, you know, the idea began to form. I thought it's quite nice because Leith is really historically quite a socialist area, black and red have these kind of strong socialist propaganda poster references. It's such a tried and tested colour scheme. It's really graphically appealing. I'm aware that I should really have chosen green for Hibs, but it wasn't ever on my mind to make it football colours, and I'm hoping that people won't read it that way. You know, some kind of anti-Hibs, pro-Hearts thing. I'm completely neutral. I don't have a side.
People are talking about the grey 1960s designed Argyle House, which is quite nearby, and whether it should be demolished or not. Do you think it's important to preserve unique buildings regardless of how they look?
Not regardless of how they look, but I, particularly in Edinburgh, I would like people to embrace difference and uniqueness, because there is from my perspective, I think people have quite a narrow-minded view of what Edinburgh is, and there's this kind of romanticised view that Edinburgh is the new town and bits of the old town, and it's not. It's so much more than that, and I would really like people to recognise the interesting architecture in our midst, and so I definitely support keeping these buildings.
Tommy, you recently became a father. How has that changed your creative outlook?
It's really got me motivated in a way I never really imagined that it would do. As it was funny, in the kind of week running up to Patrick's due date, I just started drawing like a lunatic. And I have heard from other dads, new dads and people that became dads some time ago, that similar things happened to them. They just felt like this, oh no, I'm never going to get an opportunity to do anything else again, you know, which isn't true at all, but I think it does instigate a change. It motivates you, and I just felt like I really wanted to. It's a weird thing, I decided that I wanted to make my son proud before he even existed properly. Since the beginning of this year, I've been drawing every day, and it's great. I'd love folk to come in and have a look if they have time, so please pop in.
Great, Tommy. Thanks for speaking to the Edinburgh Reporter.
Thank you.